Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Do Mormons hope to get their own world or earth in the next life? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson. And we're going to be discussing this topic once again because it is in the news once again. For some reason, there are Mormons out there that are trying to downplay or even refute the notion that Mormons who become exalted and become gods in the next life are going to be rewarded with their own world. Now, there are plenty of statements that have been made to this effect, but yet we still keep hearing this from Latter-day Saints who are getting a voice in the public arena. There was an article recently in the Salt Lake Tribune on October 21st. It was by Maureen Dowd, titled "Anne Frank Was Mormon?" with a question mark. And in it, this subject came up again. And it mentions in the article, Kent Jackson, the Associate Dean of Religion at Brigham Young University, actually refutes this notion, where it says, as for those planets that devout Mormon couples might get after death, Jackson says that's a canard. But Bushman, speaking of Richard L. Bushman, who's a very well-respected Mormon historian, he said that it's actually a part of Mormon lore, and that's in quotes, and that it's based on the belief that if humans can become like God and God has the whole universe, then maybe Mormons will get to run a bit of that universe. Now, that's a little bit misleading, although I think Bushman is being much more honest about this subject than Kent Jackson is. Why would Kent Jackson make such a comment like that, though? Because it's been said many times by Mormon leaders and in church manuals that this is, in fact, going to be something that a faithful Mormon can expect in the next life.
Well, it's definitely a unique teaching, and I think a lot of Mormons, including politicians and others, are trying to distance themselves from what they feel are unique doctrines like that. They don't want those emphasized. But it's one thing not to emphasize it, but it's another thing to deny it, Bill.
Well, this is the problem, because as I've mentioned, we can show where Mormon leaders have actually taught this very doctrine. For instance, in the teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 31, he said this. He said, each one of you, speaking to a Mormon audience naturally, each one of you has it within the realm of his possibility to develop a kingdom over which you will preside as its king and God. You will need to develop yourself and grow in ability and power and worthiness to govern such a world with all of its people. Now, not only do we find it in this book by Spencer W. Kimball, but we also find it in a correlated manual called Presidents of the Church. This is a student manual, Religion 345, and on page 90 of this book, there's actually a subheading that says, they shall organize worlds and rule over them. And it proceeds in this manual to relate this story of 5th President Lorenzo Snow, who happened to be visiting Brigham Young Academy. That's what it was called before it became Brigham Young University. But apparently, Lorenzo Snow was being escorted by the president at that time, a President Brimhall, who was escorting Lorenzo Snow and others. And it says that they were going through one of the kindergarten rooms. President Brimhall had reached the door and was about to open it and go on when President Snow said, wait a moment, President Brimhall, I want to see these children at work. What are they doing? Brother Brimhall replied that they were making clay spheres. And Lorenzo Snow says, that is very interesting, the president said. I want to watch them. He quietly watched the children for several minutes and then lifted a little girl, perhaps 6 years of age, and stood her on a table. He then took the clay sphere from her hand and, turning to Brother Brimhall, said this. He said, President Brimhall, These children are now at play making mud worlds. The time will come when some of these boys, through their faithfulness to the gospel, will progress and develop in knowledge, intelligence, and power in future eternities until they shall be able to go out into space where there is unorganized matter and call together the necessary elements, and through their knowledge of and control over the laws and powers of nature, to organize matter into worlds on which their posterity may dwell and over which they shall rule as gods. Now, this can be also found in The Improvement Era, June 1919, pages 658 and 59. So, we have it not only in this correlated manual. The manual is citing another official Mormon source, The Improvement Era, which was a magazine. I think it's the precursor to the Ensign magazine that the Mormon Church has today. But it's citing 5th President Lorenzo Snow. Why doesn't Kent Jackson know this? Or does he know this? Or is he doing what we find so sadly often? He's hiding behind this word official, whatever that means. I don't know what he's doing here, but the fact remains is that we do know that Mormon leaders have taught this doctrine.
Brigham Young, probably nobody's been more quoted than Brigham Young. Journal of Discourses, mainly talks from that he gave, but this is volume 18, page 259, that he said on October 8, 1876, talking about becoming gods. He says in part, they will never cease to increase and to multiply, worlds without end. When they receive their crowns, their dominions, then they will be prepared to frame earths like unto ours, and to people them in the same manner as we have been brought forth by our parents, by our Father and God.
So in other words, Brigham Young is teaching that the Mormon hopes to replicate something that has been going on for eternity past. Well, and if this is Elohim's world,
absolutely,
and a Mormon hopes to receive the same things and follow the same path, as James Talmadge said in his book, I can't remember the book offhand right now, but if they were to follow the same path as Talmadge said, then you would think that they're going to be doing basically the same things. And Brigham Young also taught about how every world has its tempter, every world has its redeemer. In other words, these things keep going on and on and on. And I have talked personally with Mormons who hope to do that, to hope to have their own world. But for some reason now, Mormon spokespeople are saying that that's not true. Now, I don't want to digress into the political realm on this, but you know, a lot of Christians are being accused of trying to shoot down a certain presidential candidate's hopes of being the next president of the United States. And they're saying that it's evangelicals that are going to do this. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. It's probably going to be Mormons that are going to shoot them in the foot. Because whenever a Mormon spokesman goes out and says things about their doctrine that is not accurate, we're going to be on top of that. And what it's going to show is that the problem that a lot of voters are probably going to have is that if this person belongs to a religion that is not known for being honest about its doctrines, that's going to reflect on that individual candidate, would it not? So there's going to be a problem here. It's not the Christians doing it, other than we are merely trying to explain and expose these inconsistencies when these spokespersons like Jackson get out there and are quoted in the paper.
Well, what voters don't like, Bill, is dishonesty. And once dishonesty is known, I mean, it ruins a politician's reputation. So I don't think they're doing those candidates any favors. I mean, you quoted Lorenzo Snow earlier, and I mean, everybody understands and knows about his couplet, as man now is, God once was, as God now is, man may be. I mean, Lorenzo Snow very clearly stated that. If you state that to a Mormon and say, do you believe that? I mean, 9 times out of 10, Mormons right away will say, of course, you know our theology.
I rarely have any problem with a Mormon believing that statement by Lorenzo Snow. Most of them do seem to understand that, unless they're a very new convert to the Mormon Church.
Or maybe playing games.
Well, exactly. Let's go back to the statement by Spencer Kimball. Now, I quoted earlier out of the teachings of Spencer W. Kimball. That's the book that I was referring
right.
to. I also have in front of me Doctrines of the Gospel Student Manual, Religion 430 and 431. This is what it says on page 29. See if it doesn't sound familiar. Each one of you has it within the realm of his possibility to develop a kingdom over which you will preside as its king and God. You will need to develop yourself and grow in ability and power and worthiness to govern such a world with all of its people. Same quote.
Yep.
It's the same quote, and it's in a correlated manual.
And explain again one more time, Bill, why is that so important?
It's important because correlated manuals are supposed to be written under the auspices of the First Presidency. This is not a manual that is just put together haphazardly by just somebody or anybody in the Mormon Church. The people who put these together are supposed to have a pretty good understanding of what Mormon doctrine really is, and it's supposed to be looked over and, if necessary, corrected by the leaders in the Mormon Church.
So a person couldn't say that was just his opinion?
Not easily. They couldn't do that. I mean, they could, and I've had Mormons say that. But yet again, what kind of priesthood authority does a Mormon have to say that the president was wrong on a given topic? We've challenged Mormons on that. We hear Mormons all the time dissing their leaders, and we merely ask a simple question. Do you have priesthood authority to correct an apostle or a member of the First Presidency or even the prophet of the Mormon Church, dead or alive? I mean, I know they believe and put a lot of emphasis in the teachings of the living prophets, but if we as outsiders are going to try to get some understanding of this religion, we would think that if a Mormon leader today is getting his source from God, then past leaders must have gotten their information from that same source. If so, why do they not always agree? And we know from studying their teachings that that seems to be the fact.
Well, and Ken Jackson has to go back and show us where that was either changed or where it's different from what these past leaders have said.
I don't think Kent Jackson really helps the cause of Mormonism when he refers to the idea that exalted Mormons getting a planet is nothing more than a canard or something not to be believed. And I'll tell you something, this is important, and if you're a Mormon listening, you have to ask yourself that question too. Is this the kind of church that you're supporting that has all these different teachings going out there, and the church leadership doesn't seem to take the time or has the desire to correct the misinformation that its employees are actually spreading?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.